And this is Greenwood, broadcasting live all around the globe. It is Thursday, December 15th, 2011. It's the holiday season. And sure enough, like I've always told you before, stay on your toes during the holidays. Stay on your toes when they think you're not paying attention, when they think you're sheeple. Aren't paying attention. I hear Vinny there in the background, our guest.
You just made me think of something. Our new government just got elected, right? The first thing that they did is, right now, right before the holiday season, selling off state assets.
There you go. They're going to put one under your noses, and that's exactly what they're doing. So I'm glad, Vinny, we've got you on the program because you deal with a lot of this through comedy. And the stuff we're talking about isn't funny, but I do think it's healthy at times to just laugh at this stuff. But here we are today. We're having a congressional hearing on SOPA. We've talked about this extensively, the Stop Online Piracy Act. And it's amazing. You know, you'll read the mainstream news on this, and they barely talk about it. I mean, this should be broadcasted. This should be major headline news across the planet right now. But there's only channels like ours talking about it. And this is from Fox News. This is just kind of how they're glossing it over like it's not a big deal. It says, censoring clicks or saving the web? SOPA hearing may shape the net's future. Bill critics say can undermine some basic tenets of the internet and make illegal many of the web's most popular sites or possibly eliminate a decade of online piracy. Of course, this is up for debate today. It threatens our very existence, threatens the existence of the alternative media, threatens GreenWave, threatens you, threatens to shut you up, shut me up. It says that the House Judiciary Committee met Thursday to decide the next steps for SOPA, which has been at the center of a maelstrom of controversy. Now, if the bill passes, popular sites such as YouTube, of course, we're familiar with that. That's, you know, one of our primary syndication arms, Wikipedia, and even Google itself fear that the U.S. government could take control of the internet thanks to vague language and imprecise wording. So they've got that correct. This bill is very vague. It's disguised as a piracy bill to go after the likes of the piratebay.orgs, where, you know, piracy runs rampant. But see, this is just like terror. It's just like the threat of terrorism. You know, they're going to put these bills out, like, you know, the Patriot Act, which was passed after September 11th. Now they're going to put out a bill like the Stop Online Piracy Act. And it's so vague. It's so vague that they'll be able to shut down anybody, anything. And, you know, it's a direct threat to the freedom of speech here. This is a quote. It says, "The problem of rogue websites is real, immediate and increasing." Rogue websites. What does that mean? What exactly is a rogue website? So, you know, maybe they should define that for us, because I don't know what a rogue website is. It says, according to the chairman, nearly one quarter of global internet traffic is infringing. A quarter. Well, maybe a quarter of global internet traffic is infringing. Let's get real here. Probably about 50% of internet traffic is porn. Okay, I've seen the studies on that. So maybe they should crack down on that while they're at it as well. You know, I want you guys to be aware of the companies that support SOPA, because you vote with your wallets. We talk about this all the time. You vote with your wallets. You vote with your money every single day. And I know it's tough because some of these companies monopolize the globe, but these are some of the big names that you need to be aware of that support this bill, that support censorship, that support closing down the freedom of speech. Companies like Adobe, a big one is Apple. Okay, that's a huge one is Apple. Autodesk, it says Bentley Systems, CompuWare, Intel, Dell, McAfee, the antivirus software. Those are a couple of names, TechSmith. So these are some of the companies that are behind this bill. And it's just disgusting to think about. I'm reading this. It says, other sites argue for action, not words. Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales is threatening to shut down the English version of the popular site. So he's threatening, this is actually pretty cool, he's threatening to shut down the English version of Wikipedia in protest of the bill. So I would hope that we see more of this. You know, I realize that there's a lot of good people out there. I hope we see more of this, you know, civil, peaceful disobedience. It says, for his part, Google co-founder Sergey Brin continues to speak out against SOPA. That's good news. Quote, this is from the co-founder of Google. While I support their goal of reducing copyright infringement, which I don't believe these acts would accomplish, I'm shocked that our lawmakers would contemplate such measures that would put us on par with the most oppressive nations in the world. Nations we talked about, nations like Iran, nations like Syria, communist China. This is what it puts us on par with. And it's
Wait. So they're now classifying us as the rogue websites, right? To go along with the rogue states. Here's the definition of rogue: a vagrant or a tramp, a dishonest or worthless person, a mischievous, or a horse-inclined person.
Mm-hmm. Or right. An educated person. I mean, God forbid, Vinny, that the people question authority. How dare American citizens exercise their freedom of speech? How dare these people at the OWS movement actually exercise their ability to civil protest? How dare them? I mean, this is a police state, gosh darn it, and we're going to enforce it. You know, people like Barack Hussein Obama, I'm going to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I know people like Hank Williams have insinuated Obama's on par with Hitler. Okay, this is not an exaggeration. Here's a guy, I want you to think about this, who ran on hope and change, ran on closing down places like Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, now supporting and actually inserted. I mean, how do you like that, Democrats out there? Inserted the line in the bill that says they're going to throw American citizens in Gitmo for indefinite detention. I've got Charlie McGrath on the second hour of the show. He's a vet, and he did an awesome video someone dropped in the chat room. This is BS. This is crap. This is Hitler Nazi style, regime here in America. It's unbelievable to me. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, these are the same warning signs that we had in Eastern Europe prior to the rise of Hitler. And here we've got this guy, this tyrannical dictator, Obama, at the reign of this. And I'm sure if Newt Gingrich gets elected, it's going to be the same program. It's going to be the same.
Yeah. They're going to cook up a brand new cauldron full of eye of Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know who Newt Gingrich's idol is FDR. FDR. He loves the New Deal. You know, FDR was king of socializing America with all these social programs. And it was, by the way, one of the worst periods in American history. People just dying on the streets, going hungry, called the Great Depression. I mean, I didn't live through that Great Depression. I'm living through the one now. But, you know, talking to my grandparents and people that I know, I mean, talk about a horrible time in American history. So that's Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah, bear in mind, that's when Americans were capable of taking care of themselves, mending their shoes and growing their own food. About 90% of people lived in rural areas and grew their own food at that time. And about 10 million Americans starved to death during the Great Depression. Today, only about 10 million Americans would fucking survive because nobody grows their own food.
Well, let's face facts, Vinny. I mean, most of the people out there are in the suburban paradigm. I mean, literally, they got their credit cards out. They're rocking and rolling. I mean, right now, Vinny, it's the holidays. You know, I mean, hey, get in more debt to show your love to your family members is the American ideal. You know, people driving around, SUV moms, let's go to Target and grab this worthless electronic and get into even more debt to keep up with the Joneses as these people are going through foreclosure as it is. It's just so insane. I mean, I see it here in Arizona, and I see people just living the lie, living the facade. Do you see this in New Zealand, or is it just
the exact same thing? Okay, and you realize how permeated this entire culture of brands and labels and corporate titles and things of that nature that don't actually really matter and inexorably wrap their paws around your neck and throttle the life out of your economy, your country, your rights, your liberties. That's why they call it a new world order, because there's no country that's exempt. And everybody needs to resist. Everybody, everywhere, all day, every day. Because that's how hard the enemy is working to bring about the end of our lives. Yeah. Whether it be just the figurative end of good times and happiness, or the literal, where they've got copious quantities of guillotines and bioweaponry and sound cannons and goodness knows what that will microwave you and turn you into a sticky soup.
Like we mentioned, they're gonna pass this type of draconian legislation while you're sleeping, baby. While the average American just getting fat on eggnog and God knows what else. This is when they pass this sort of stuff. I mean, remember TARP? Remember when TARP rolled out right around the holidays? That's when all this stuff gets passed.
What about the Federal Reserve Act? Wasn't that over the holidays as well, when most of Congress was home?
Vinny, I think you're right there, buddy. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that they passed, over the holiday season. So it really is just a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, welcome to the police state.
They really do know how to kick off the Christmas, and they lead by example, don't they? They get themselves massively overstretched before the holidays, just like everybody else. And everybody wonders, why aren't people, changing their ways? Well, everything's so wrong. And you say, well, look, mate, everybody's been born to think a certain way because they've gone to public school, which tells them to think a certain way. Everybody's been sat in front of a TV 6 or 8 hours a day, telling you what to say, giving you what to think about. No wonder.
The thing that I've noticed, Vinny, too, is those in the paradigm hate it when you step out of the paradigm. People that that are in, the propaganda, they're just these drones, they're just totally in the game, baby. It's just like they're just lost in the lost American dream. When you try to go do something outside of the paradigm, they're the first people to say, oh, that's not possible. Oh, you can't do that. I mean, I got that so much when I started Green Wave. It's like, oh, my God, you can't speak out. You can't do this. I mean, oh, my God, you're going to try to start a radio show? Oh, unbelievable. Never work. You can't do this.
You will be lined up by people who say that it can't happen, not now, not ever, you're too strong, you're too weak, it doesn't matter. There ain't no difference. All those people, and I came up with a great thought last night, very late in the morning, about growing up. Now, the definition of growing up is allowing the world to crush your dreams and then proceeding to go and tell everybody else to grow up so you crush theirs too.
Well, sure. Hey, if I've sold myself short and I've been unable to realize, my dream or my potential because everyone else told me I couldn't do it, then why would I want to see somebody else do that? That's sad. That's sad. I mean, people need to get out of that. And I think that's actually the one good thing about this global depression that we're living through is that it's forcing people to look at the hard facts, because there's a lot of these people that bought in. They've got the six-figure debt and the education, et cetera. They bought the house. Now they've lost everything. And they're looking at it going, like, this is worthless. What have I been doing? And they're actually going, what is it that I would like to do? What am I passionate about? And I think you're going to get more and more people actually going the way of what they're passionate about. And they'll probably be, in my opinion, 10 times better off, because you're always better at what you like to do anyways.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. If it's like Gerald Celente said in that movie, The College Conspiracy, that if you're going to get an employee, it doesn't matter how much paperwork they've got or how many years of study they've put in. The only thing that really, truly, deeply matters is, are they really passionate about the job? Passionate person will put the extra hours in. Passionate person will actually care and want to learn more and want to advance and want to do things differently and change it up.
But that's the problem with the socialization of America, Vinny, is that you create the same kind of European laissez-faire. And I'm not saying everything's wrong with what's going on in Europe, but it's different. It's been a different mentality over there for years. Well, Americans are willing to burn the midnight oil, much to their own detriment. I think it's a little crazy at times, to be honest with you, the way, Americans work, and they just don't even do anything that they enjoy. It's just all about, well, let's build up the bank account until I die, which seems so moronic to me. But that's what's happening now in America, is that we're losing that bootstrapping, that entrepreneurship. Bills like SOPA, honestly, that's what it threatens. It threatens that very bootstrapping in America, because, more and more people are going to say, well, why take the risk? Why would I go do this? Why would I build this business? Why would I invest my time if, it's just going to get shut down, or it's insane.
What's worse, Chris, is that in New Zealand, we've already had that kind of law passed. It's called the Copyright Infringement Bill. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's breaching anything on the internet anywhere at any time, you can get a warning, and three warnings, and then you get internet cut off for life. No provider will be able to give you any internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's why it's so important what we're doing, guys. That's why it's so important that we continue to grow the message, because, hey, you got bills like SOPA, you got bills like the NDAA, and who's gonna fight this stuff? Honestly, I mean, just throwing out the question out there. Sometimes I feel like I'm throwing it into the dark. I say we do it. I say we put the burden on our back. I say we fight these bills, this draconian legislation, face-to-face in 2012. I say we build the campaign for hope. I say we take these people on. We take these criminals on. It's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. I mean,
somebody was saying to me the other day, you know, why don't somebody just assassinate those bad guys, man, you know? And I say, well, there's a good reason for that, because you're a good person, right? Only a good person would want to assassinate one of these evil people. And good people don't assassinate people.
Yeah, well, violence is, you know, not a good thing. And we never and are never calling for violence. But it's, you know, I was watching a segment with, God, I can't think of the name. Maybe someone could plug this. I'm having a brain fart. But Alex Jones and the other guy, I forget who was on the show, but he was talking about John Corzine. Maybe some of you saw this in the audience. It's just Max Kaiser. Okay, we're all familiar with him. But he was talking about, and this guy was an insider at one time. You know, he was on Wall Street. So he knows these people. He's been in the New York scene. Okay, he knows people like Forbes and these big wigs and these, you know, these big ballers, these big American ballers. He said his sources told him, and this is pretty much a paraphrased quote from him, that Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan Chase told him, when the ship was going down at MF Global, that if he didn't dip into customer accounts to save the firm, because I guess he owed JP Morgan Chase a lot of these derivative contracts and he wasn't going to make good on the collateral with these bad casino bets that he had made, they were going to kill him. Kill him. That's what they had to censor out what Max Kaiser was saying, because he dropped the F-bomb in the program. It's actually kind of funny. They said they're going to flat out whack him, you know. Put them down, sleeping with the fishes, gangster style. I mean, this is America today. Everybody stay tuned. We got to go to a quick break. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood, hopefully to try to lighten up the mood today on such a tyrannical day. We'll be back in just a few.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. Habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Live broadcasting live around the globe. I'm here with Vinnie Eastwood of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Make sure to check him out if you haven't already. He's a great radio host on American Freedom Radio, our network. So always love having him on. He makes light, we get to make fun of what's happening in the world a little bit. I did get a question in the chat earlier from one of our anonymous users asking, hey, Chris, I sent you some information. We want to advertise on the program. Send any inquiries or requests, and I can send you more information. Just send us an email at info@greenwave.com. And, please support our sponsors. You'll notice if you're in the live chat room right now, we've got Seaside Graphics, Ryan, who's a friend of mine out of Las Vegas. He's the gentleman that put that beautiful sign, the Greenwave sign behind me. He's put business cards in my pocket. He runs an awesome business. He's a like-minded guy. He's a friend. These are the people that we want to support. And as always, with our sponsors that are helping us to grow, we want to make sure that it works for you, that you're actually doing business and that our audience is taking care of you guys. So thanks again, Ryan, for your support over at Seaside Graphics and all that you've done for us over this year and a half. Vinny, we were kind of joking over the break. You said that you call Facebook Fashbook. Why is that?
Well, it's pronounced Fashbook.
Okay.
And because, you really got to label things correctly, I think, because when you see a corporatization of people's personal information where you literally use everybody as a coin slave, more or less, you sell advertising to them, you sell their information to other people, you get to, basically, imagine if you knew what everybody's Facebook was doing all the time. You'd have a pretty good idea what the heck was going on in the world, wouldn't you?
Well, sure. Hey, that's exactly why you see all these backdoor meetings. And I put some of these pictures up on our website before where, you've got Obama, he's meeting with Mark Zuckerberg and, the founders of, these types of companies, because it's really just a data mining company. And,
This comes into the idea of what fascism is. It's the corporations and the government working together, okay? And then eventually the corporations come to own the government, right? And I think right now, the corporations now do definitely own the government, okay? There's no question. The banking cartel in particular controls the controlling interest in every single government worldwide virtually, with the exception of a few that they haven't invaded yet.
Well, yeah, and there's not too many places that haven't been invaded. Trying to think of what hasn't been invaded. Actually, is Costa Rica invaded?
So what's happening here with SOPA is it's just the corporations going, don't throw us in the briar patch when they want this because it's going to cut out their competition.
Yeah, well, like you said, Vinny, what fascism is defined as the merger of the big corporations and the state. So isn't that what we have today? It is. I mean, this is, it really is. I wake up some days and I ask myself, like, is this really happening? Because I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, here I am. This is from The Guardian. It says, military given go-ahead to detain U.S. terror suspects without trial. Civil rights groups dismayed as Barack Obama abandons commitment. Like, that's a surprise. Like, he's abandoned everything he's ever said he's going to do.
I'm surprised Barack Obama doesn't have like several illegitimate children all over the world. That's how much he abandons commitment.
Hey, I'm sure he does. I mean, I was watching his wife speak. They were speaking to some troops, I think at Fort Bragg, and she's talking, and the whole time I'm listening to these people, I'm like, it's like just listening to a bunch of con artists. I mean, propagandist in chief is what they should change the name to the president of the United States.
You might say that they were bragging too much.
Yeah.
They were speaking at Fort Bragg, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe, Vinny, we should really exercise this freedom of speech today because we don't know how much longer that we've got SOPA. So I'm just going to say it again. Obama looks a lot like Hitler. Let me say it again. Hitler. Obama and Hitler. They remind me of each other. Obama and Hitler. Let's share that out there. It might be the last day for free speech here in the United States of America. If you guys want to say it at home. Obama, Hitler. You know, this is what it's looking like in America. Fascism in the good old red, white, and blue.
Well, what's right on either side of the Speaker of the House on the wall there in Congress? Isn't it a giant fash? Do you know what a fash is?
Explain that to me. You're going to have to, Benny.
It's a two-headed axe, one on each end. And it's wrapped in a whole bunch of sticks. It's right there. If you look at any photo of Congress while the Speaker of the House is speaking or anything, right there on the wall. That's called a fash. It's the symbol of fascism. It's the good, strong, sturdy cuttings, blows of the government supported by all the little workers around, wrapped around it with rope.
Yeah, the little ants, you know, just working for the monolith corporations, the banking institutions that enslave them. I wonder, here's a question for the audience. When do we start stoning people? Because that's kind of a path that we're on. When does the United States start implementing the public stonings slash witch hunts, you know, where they'll tie you up with a bunch of bricks and throw you in the water and see if you float? And if you float, I forget how that works. Do you remember how that works with the witch hunts? If you float, are you a witch? Or if you sink, you're a witch? I can't remember.
If you sink, you're not a witch. If you float, you are a witch and you're going to die.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense, though, because
so
if you
sink, die, you're not a
you're
witch.
Die.
But if you are a witch, you're going to die. Yeah,
if you're not a witch, you're sinking to the bottom of the water. Are they supposed to come in and save you? Or
if you're lucky.
Okay, so this is actually this is a recommendation from me to our Congress and the Senate that are working on the NDA bill. Let's insert a public stoning clause a witch hunt clause. And the only difference being, we got to update it to, you know, the modern world, is that if you float, you're not a witch anymore. You're a terrorist. You're a member of Al-Qaeda.
Right, right, right. And, of course, everybody who we accuse will automatically wind up being condemned to a death sentence anyway. So it'll be a just society, just the way Barack H. O. Barry wants it. Well, and I find that when you're talking about politics and you're talking about the reality of it, when you're talking about comparing them to members and all the way through history, the fact of the matter is all of these scumbags have been doing the exact same thing all the way through history. There's been no discernible difference, really.
Yeah, well, there's no change. I'm almost thinking, did you invent the scumbaggery term, Vinny? Because that was kind of one of the first times I've heard it, I think. Are you the father of the scumbaggery definition and the word?
I'd like to say that I'm ostensibly the father of the term scumbaggery because I have not really heard anybody else say it. I've searched it on YouTube, and my first YouTube video where it's actually called scumbaggery was only uploaded maybe a couple of weeks ago, whereas the other YouTube video that was called scumbaggery was like 4 months old or something like that. But the first time I actually said it, I think, was when I was interviewing G. Edward Griffin. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about how much this clan of thieves can't be trusted, how there's no honor amidst the scumbaggery.
Yeah, well, it's a proper term. So hopefully that term gets shared around more because it defines these criminals to a T. Let's go to one of our
quick
callers.
Plug here as well. Yeah, quick plug here as well. You can get an I Love Scumbaggery t-shirt from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Scroll
down. Okay, I think I saw that. Okay, so the scumbaggery t-shirt to support the Vinny Eastwood Show. So yeah, support guys like Vinny, support Vinny Eastwood. Let's go to one of our callers here. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Pretty disturbed, really, about everything.
Well, and, so are we. You know, what are your thoughts? I mean, NDAA, we got SOPA, this is blatant censorship, and this is, you know, Gitmo, any American citizen.
I got a couple pretty strong feelings about all this, Christopher, and to be honest with you, you know, I think anybody that's been listening to you, Charlie, Warren, other people's, whatever, Aaron, kind of are at least aware enough to kind of see there's a lot of stuff going on, but I mean, currently, it's kind of like we're talking about SOPA, which is what, being voted on today. We're talking about NDAA, which I think just passed, according to something in your chat room that just flew by. And I'm really ticked off because it's kind of like, it's great that we seem to all be talking about this stuff, but like you'd kind of brought up, there's not a lot of doing going on. So it's more like there's this huge separation of them and us chatting about it. But, you know, if we don't do something before, like, NDAA passes or SOPA passes, my big question is how many people are actually trying to get to the senators, congressmen, whomever, the public, the sheeple, the people, the whomever, and say, guys, don't even think about it. This is BS. You know, we're not going to stand for this. How many people are really doing this?
I think that it's about public awareness, for one. And usually when you talk about the direct action, the people who actually read through the bills and propose the amendments, in New Zealand, they're mostly activists in general. They're the people who lead the charge and dig up the information that they don't want you to see and actually get the real actions, file those Official Information Act requests. And the rest of the story is just about how many more people see it. Because activists generally don't promote themselves shamelessly, as perhaps radio show hosts like myself do. And so I shamelessly promote them because they're the ones who are actually doing the real actions which people should be listening to, that people should be watching, and that people who are fighting on their behalf. That's what
But it kind of seems like then there's a missing faction of some form or a bunch of folks, which maybe is me and somebody else, who knows, but that needs to take this information that's known in advance, like NDAA, and somehow, you know, translate that into being able to go out and, if necessary, get petitions signed or do this or do whatever, you know, just to get people aware and on board to say, hey, no, because once it's passed, I mean, I think it would be easier to try to stop it before it's passed than try to revert it once it's passed.
Yeah.
But well, they're doing it over Christmas, and that's the reason why they do it, is because you won't be able to get everybody who's running around shopping and distracted with a million things to do to show up and support you.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but to be honest with you, I don't think it makes any difference. I think people in general, the masses, are so glazed, you could do it any day of any year, and you're still not going to react enough.
Yeah, well, let me interject here for a minute, guys. You know, what we need to do, at least in my opinion, is we need to use all of our resources, all of them. So, you know, whatever it is you do in your life, whatever kind of talents, skills, abilities you have, we all need to start taking action. I mean, of course, we're talking about this stuff. You know, we've got the, you know, we've got this alternative media concept that's growing. There's power in that. There's power in this, you know, our media campaign. You know, I expect to grow this. You know, that's why we're running this media blitz in 2012. That's why we got a money bomb today. And we've had such an outpouring of support from our listeners. But we need to take action. But a couple clarifications. The NDAA has already passed. So the NDAA is passed. That Gitmo American Citizen Bill is done. Now, they're talking about SOPA today. So, you know, we need to use all of our resources. Again, anybody that is influential, anybody or can get into these people's spaces, we need to support. One of these people I'm thinking off the top of my head is Ron Paul. Support guys like this. Support these constitutionalists. You know, he's somebody that has a lot of influence. Support these people. Continue to build, you know, the alternative media. Continue to share the word. You know, we need to take action, not just talk about it. That's part of being an activist.
In every single way, you can support somebody, right? Seriously, it doesn't matter if you're a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. You can approach the Ron Paul camp and go, "Hey guys, I've got some meat for you. I've got some bread for you. I've got some candles for you." Doesn't matter,
hey guys. I've been doing the volunteer home phone banking thing for Ron Paul for the past week or two, just because I'm a registered Democrat, not that I'm a Democrat really, but just from history or whatever. So, you know, but I'm doing that. And as everybody probably knows, Ron Paul's probably about our only slight hope in this pile. So it's kind of like, if you want Ron Paul to possibly get anywhere, try to volunteer, do the phone banking or something, you know, because that's all really helpful. One other fast, real thing. I saw the Ann Barnhart, Warren Pollock interview. That was great. Then I found this thing, Ann Barnhart, look at it, like on YouTube, where Ann Barnhart describes nice. And that kind of puts a whole perspective on the majority and the masses and the sheeple of what people need to snap out of. The only other thing I want to mention real quick is people really just, like Putin did this thing, I know that maybe it's all censored and all, but we need to somehow demand that people answer some of our questions. I mean, face-to-face or call in, like see what Putin did and all the public call-ins, and he had to answer stuff. You know, I know that can all be staged. However, we need some answers and people to respond, as opposed to stuff's happening over here, and we're chatting about it over here, but there's no link between the two. Hey, I'm going to run. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, we got to challenge the system right now as it is. I mean, we need to push a message. We need to grow it. We need to take action. We need to support those people and organizations that are pushing this, because nobody else is going to do it. Who else is going to do it? You know, I can't think of any better opportunity than what we have right now as millions of people are waking up. We'll be back in just a few. Stay tuned.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
He said, son, have you seen the world?
Hey, everybody. Christopher Green here, Green Wave Radio Live, Thursday, December 15th. Of course, I'm here with good friend, pal, co-host Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Make sure to check him out. This is 1776 all over again, people. I mean, obviously the challenges are great. I wanted to read you this quote. It says, this is referring to the NDAA bill. It says, quote, "It's something so radical that it would have been considered crazy had it been pushed by the Bush administration." This is Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch. He says it establishes precisely the kind of system that the United States has consistently urged other countries not to adopt. At a time when the United States is urging Egypt, for example, to scrap its emergency law and military courts, this is not consistent with what, you know, the United States is telling us versus what they're doing. You know, we always talk about actions speak louder than words. So they can tell us, hey, free country, you know, oh, yeah, you get, you know, the Constitution's cool, you know, freedom to religion. Yeah, you can bear arms. Sure. Sure. That's all cool. They say that. But then with their actions, they're implementing the police state. They are furthering along the tyrannical regime. So we got to take a look at the actions, Vinny. I mean, is that not the
truth? It reminds me of something G. Edward Griffin said in a movie he did called the Quigley Effect or something. And what does he say? He says, they deny with their mouth what they're doing with their hands. And I think it's quite apt because that's precisely how you con people, isn't it? That's exactly how you pickpocket. That's how you do dodgy business deals. You have to basically straight up lie to people while you just, while you take everything from them. And we're having everything taken from us, Chris. You know, there's no doubt about it. And we're talking over the break about, like, what in this world right now, at this very moment, is more important than stopping the people who are going to wind up crashing the economy, setting up a world government, and having total control over your life in every single conceivable way till the end of time. What's more important than resisting that right now? Can you think of anything?
No, I can't. I mean, why do you think that's exactly why we do what we do? And hey, I look at it as a gigantic opportunity. I mean, I realize the challenges are great. I realize there's going to be things, again, we see 2012 are going to blow our freaking minds and we're going to have to rally and fight against. But I can't think of a better opportunity to try to change something, to try to stand up to it. And I know a lot of people say, well, that's a moot point. Not never going to happen. You know, the new world order is here. So just give up. And I'm sorry. Maybe even if that is the truth, Vinny, even if that is the truth, I'm not going to give up. I just can't live that way. We've got to fight this. We've got to fight it face to face. I don't care what it takes. And, you know, we're past the town hall meetings. You know, we're past, you know, hey, voicing our concerns, you know, and then having the politician, like you said, stare at us and go, oh, I understand your concerns, American citizens, and, you know, we're going to fight this. No, we're past talking now. I want action. You know, I want to see something done. And if we're not getting stuff done, then you know what? We're moving on and we're taking a different approach. It's exactly why you've got, you know, the OWS movement shutting down ports, you know, throughout the country. It's exactly why you have all these millions of people rallying together because you got this wealth redistribution now. You've got, you know, the really poor and broke and heavily in debt. And then you've got a handful of these criminals and these crooks, people like Newt Gingrich, too, that have gotten tons of money. I'm trying to think of one example. There was one off the top of my head. I'm losing it. But I'll bring that up in a moment. But it's time for action, Vinny.
Yeah, well, the time is and always has been now, and that's what people have got to realize. Time waits for no man, so why should you wait for time, okay? Don't make any excuses. Don't think about, oh, this, I could do that tomorrow. The best time to do something is right now. Always has been, always will be. Get it done. The New World Order know timing very, very well. That's why they practice Kabbalah and do things on all these certain really strange dates and what have you, solstices and whatnot, which incidentally Christmas also is, and they often have a sacrifice of some description. So this, in this case, it will be your liberties on the internet.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, you're right, Vinny, but this stuff kills me. Honestly, I'm reading this. This is from Senator Lindsey Graham. Says the extraordinary measures, he's referring to the NDAA bill that they already passed, the Gitmo bill for American citizens, says these measures were necessary because terrorism suspects were wholly different to regular criminals. And here's his quote. We're facing an enemy, not a common criminal organization who will do anything and everything possible to destroy our way of life. He says, when you join Al-Qaeda, you haven't joined the mafia. You haven't joined a gang. You've joined people who are bent on our destruction and who are a military threat. Well, I've got news for you, Lindsey Graham. The only threat to America and our freedom and liberty is people like you and this government that is running over, shredding and lighting on fire the American Constitution. This is bullshit. It honestly, I try not to say, you know, we try to keep the show family friendly, but it's flat out bullshit. And it honestly kills me when I hear this because the enemy, you know what, maybe there's a few of these Al-Qaeda people running around in the Middle East or wherever these people are trying to kill innocent Americans, but it's people like Lindsey Graham and our president that is the enemy. These people are the enemy of the state. They have infiltrated the American system, and they're destroying our country.
Not to mention, you can look at any terrorist group that is working today, and not one single terrorist group that exists survives without the aid of a state intelligence service. Okay? All terrorism is state-sponsored. As far as I'm concerned, that's basically what's going on. If anything big comes out, it's massively, massively likely to be the government. Self-inflicted wound. Get everybody to justify whatever they want to justify. Oh, it was those guys. Oh, it was those guys. Let's go over there. Let's spend $2 billion a day making tanks. Yeah. Why wouldn't we? We can profit off death until kingdom come. It'll be fabulous. Then we'll hijack resources. Yes. And we'll invade more countries. Yes. And we'll get different kinds of resources too. We'll get uranium and U-2-3. Oh, yeah. And we'll contaminate all the groundwater with our depleted uranium shell dust as well. It'll be nice. Nothing but a lizard will be able to survive in that freaking desert for 1,000 years. And the rest of the people downwind from it, which would be like the entire Western Hemisphere, would get covered in a radioactive particulized dust and never be able to have children without a government license for fear of the radioactive contamination.
Yeah, it's really like, honestly, Vinny, it's like a bunch of pirates. But honestly, pirates I have respect for because at least they got to go like rape and pillage the bounty, right? They've got to go out and do it. These people create it out of thin air.
You're talking right about pirates, mate. You know, pirates who listen to this Greenwave radio on their keyboard, they've only got one key. It's R.
Speaking
of piracy, in Switzerland, there was some guy elected to parliament for the Pirate Party. No kidding. They actually elected somebody into the government who was actively there to advocate for the express use of piracy on the internet to protect people.
Yeah, well, it's just... I'm at a loss of words sometimes. I know Falcon is jumping on the bit here to get in on this. Falcon, are you there? What, give us your take, my friend.
Well, first things first, I want to say, Vinny, I'm great to talk with you. I've listened to your show. I'm a big fan. I don't call in very often. I get to listen to archives because of the time of the show. But anyhow.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I have a couple of points to make. I mean, NDAA, people need to read that legislation very carefully. The NDAA specifically states in paragraph 1 of 1031 that there are requirements that must be met for foreign-born citizens, people not of the U.S., in order for them to be considered eligible for detainment without trial, parole, whatever the case may be, the way they're setting it up. You know, we can grab you and stick you in Guantanamo forever, but you have to meet certain requirements. Further down in 1032, under the National Security section, paragraph 4, it states very specifically, these requirements do not extend to American citizens, period. In other words, they don't have to have affiliation with a terrorist group. They don't have to have any of the requirements named in 1031. They can go get you for whatever reason they so deem. As long as they see you're a threat, you're in danger. Period.
So Falcon, this bill, this Gitmo NDAA bill, does this include our politicians? Because if it does, I mean, let's send these guys away. I mean, let's put the shackles on people like Obama and Lindsey Williams? Let's get these people in there, man. Let's push them in. I mean, because it doesn't apply to these people. It doesn't apply to these people. It just applies to the groundlings, as I like to call them, the peasants here in America, that support these guys.
Right. Absolutely correct. It does not apply to the politicians. The politicians are those in power. And, going off the NWO thing, their goal is a stable world population at 500,000 people or 500 million people.
500 million. Like
500 million, a stable world population, which means vast, 6.5 billion people must die. There's about 7 billion people in the world right now. Under their perfect scenario, 6.5 billion human beings must sacrifice their lives to make a perfect utopia for the NWO.
And if they won't sacrifice themselves, we'll sacrifice them ourselves.
Bingo.
Yeah, sounds like some utopia. Yeah. We've got Charlie McGrath coming on next at the top of the hour. Vinny Eastwood, check him out, The Vinny Eastwood Show. Vinny, thanks again for coming on the program. We always love having you on. We'll have you on soon, my friend.
All right. Nice one, bro. Catch you later.
All right. We'll be back in just a few, America. And the world. Not just America. This is global.